relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream to be. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Just got a text from a friend, Steve Cortez, asking me, am I ready for the woke Olympics tonight? I got better things to do than watch that debate, although I'll probably have to get somebody to watch it for me because I'm supposed to be commenting on it the day after. But seriously, I would literally get a root canal instead of watching the Democrat debates. But you don't have to worry about that because for the next hour, I wish it were seven, like that climate catastrophe on CNN. But it's only an hour. She said, usually we do two segments. But we're going to keep her here as long as possible, as long as Regnery, her publisher, lets me. Is that woman who is almost as hard to get an interview with as the president. Almost as hard. But there are reasons for that, because she's a serious person. It says on her Twitter feed, and I'll just read it because I love it. When people get their Twitter bios right, you got to roll with it. Little brown woman, big mouth, wife, mom, entrepreneur, geek. Who is that? Who is a little brown woman who's a geek with a big mouth? It is that pistol, that force of nature, Michelle Malkin. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you for having me in your digs, Dr. G.
Well, it's you know, we've tried so hard to get you on the show. And we do now and again. But then when you've got a book to write, you disappear. You're like Dave Rubin. Dave Rubin told me 2 months ago, I'm going off the grid. Okay. And I needed him to do something for me. And I actually found out afterwards, for a month, he didn't even have a phone. He had nothing. You're almost as bad as Dave Rubin, but I commend you, because when you write a book, man, I just do these thin little things that are fun. You do heavy duty. I mean, yours is the ammunition of our side. And the latest one you have is Open Borders, Inc. Who's funding the plot to unmake America? You've done some amazing books already on the visa system, the H-1B visa and other things. Now you have, I just have one sheet from the press packet. We have the team here. Just this one sheet, Open Border Inc. by the numbers, is frightening. I'm going to take a photograph of this and post it after this interview because people need to buy your book, but this is why we need to buy your book. Before we talk about the book, for those who are not familiar with who you are, which is maybe three people, but for those three people, Michelle, will you tell us your story and what made you become this small brown lady with a big mouth?
It's a quintessential American dream story. My parents came here from the Philippines in 1970. They were legal immigrants to the country. My father was one of the first in the neonatology field, and he studied at Johns Hopkins. I grew up in the tri-state area. I was born in Philadelphia, raised in South Jersey, and raised by very devout Catholic parents who loved Ronald Reagan. And my parents were not, you know, partisan animals by any means, but that instinctive sense of patriotism in the shining city on the hill, all of these things that Ronald Reagan espoused and communicated with such warmth really resonated with my parents. And I can recall any number of the seminal speeches that Ronald Reagan gave during my middle school and high school years. And
so were you politically sensitive from an early age?
I mean, I was raised by devout Catholic parents. So right. I was instinctively sort of chromosomally a social conservative. But it wasn't until I got to Oberlin College, the Berserkly of the Midwest,
right,
that I really became weaponized. And this is not...
You were triggered.
I was triggered, but not in the way that Oberlin College intended.
Right.
And
can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah.
Can you recall the kinds of things where you just said, sorry, what?
Yes. Well, it started with the decision by someone in the administration and the Residential Services Department to stick me in Asia House. I hadn't requested it.
Wow.
But it was literal ethnic apartheid.
Did you have to wear a Mao collar, Nehru jackets? was there a requirement for a costume that was culturally appropriative to your skin color and Asian background?
Well, if only if it were limited to sort of physical costumery, because, of course, what they enforced was ideological orthodoxy. And multiculturalism departments, the dropping of Western Civ requirements at places like Stanford and Yale, this was all happening in the late 1980s and early 1990s during my years in college. And for me, it was working at student newspapers where I got that taste and sense of having an independent voice.
How did you fit in at the student newspapers, Michelle?
The mainstream student newspaper was fairly anodyne. You know, I covered student...
sporting events.
Right. Student judicial council meetings, this kind of thing. But there were eruptions of what we know about Oberlin now that the rest of the nation knows. These fake hate crimes that were cropping up.
Already back then?
Oh, yes. And I have long chronicled it. In fact, in 2006, when I was on my book tour for Unhinged, I went back to Oberlin and called out the administration for never having punished hate crime hoaxers. If you don't punish it, of course you're going to condone and perpetuate more of it. That's what ended up costing them millions of dollars with the Gibson's Bakery case. I went to that bakery all that time that I was a college student. They were the sweetest, most hardworking people. And when I was on campus, there were two black students who were militantly multicultural identity politics propagandists who falsely accused Dave Gibson's son of ordering them to move out of a table because they were black, when it's because they hadn't purchased anything from the store.
Right. Which is now Starbucks policy that you can just go and camp there if you want.
Yes.
Because skin color means that you can do that.
Yes, right? That's right. Now you've got the privilege.
Right. So you woke up at an early age, mm-hmm. and then you pushed back. Did you ever expect, as the daughter of legal immigrants to the United States, who grew up under the influence of Ronald Reagan? For me, it was Maggie Thatcher in the UK. I looked at Ronald Reagan across the pond, admired him greatly. But the idea that we would be at a point in near history where every single Democrat candidate signs on to ideas openly that are socialist, such as the funding of health care by taxpayers for illegal aliens. Could you have imagined that even back then in your Oberlin days?
No.
So who's responsible for that?
Well, there's a large confluence and an entire universe of Open Borders, Inc. satellite groups. And unfortunately, if it were just leftist groups, we'd be able to battle that.
But it isn't.
It's not.
This is what you catalog in your book, and a lot of people are going to be angry.
I know that.
And they should be called out. Because there are some people, I'm a Catholic as well, there are some organizations that have turned the lack of national sovereignty, which has been engineered into America, into a gravy train worth tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Am I right?
Yes, absolutely right. And this is something that I've tracked over the years, but when I sat down to write this book on my mountaintop in Colorado Springs, digging into government documents and lots of open source information, I myself had no idea how deep those pockets were. We are literally talking about billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and Catholic Relief Services and Clinic, which is the basically the legal clinic that provides all sorts of pro bono legal advice to illegal aliens. And if you're truly compassionate, as Catholics, we always are in practicing charity, you have to think really hard about the magnets and the pull factors that we are subsidizing.
Incentive mechanisms. She's Michelle Malkin. Follow her on Twitter right now. And I think, are you on Instagram?
I am.
You've posted some of the photographs you post. They make me envious. I'm stuck in the swamp and she's on some mountain somewhere running up, getting fit. She is Michelle Malkin, the author of Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding the Plot to Unmake America? And in the next segment or two, we're going to get some people very angry. We're going to have some fun. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Don't touch that dial. I'm always blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try to deal with it themselves. These people wouldn't imagine trying to fix their own plumbing, but they owe a ton of money they can't pay to the IRS and think, oh, I can handle this. That's crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? You call Rush Tax Resolution, like one listener who owed over $76,000. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle for $100 total. That's right, for $100, Rush Tax resolved his case and got the IRS to go away. They have an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend if you're in hot water with the IRS. Call 855-IRS-CALL and Rush Tax will give you a free IRS transcript investigation and analysis. And they'll only take your case if they know they can help. Call 855-477-2255 or rushtaxresolution.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-A-V-I-T-E.
DinoVite.com.
If you want the duck to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DinoVite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank DinoVite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to DinoVite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Here, did you know Dr. Gorka has a new national show and it's called America First? Tune in or else.
Sebastian Gorka.
You heard Sir Michael. Tune in or else. The other motto of the show is resist this. That's what our bumper stickers say. And you won't be able to, at least if you're not a snowflake. Oh, by the way, have you been to my webpage today? You'll find two new banners up there, right at the top. And, of course, you go there every morning, every evening, multiple times a day. It's sebgorka.com for our latest takes, for a unique contact, best segments. I'm sure this one will be up there. The two new tabs at the top of sebgorka.com are Gorka's Cabinet. You can join my cabinet, my friends. Exclusive membership, exclusive content, special interviews, my takes, stuff you will not find anywhere else. And this show, without the commercial breaks, you can join for just a paltry $7.50 a month or $59.95 a year. How worth it is that? And the other one, it's just gone up there today. I came from my publishers this morning. It is my new book, The War for America's Soul, out in 3 weeks. But right now, you can order an exclusive signed copy and get chapter 5. It's a little teaser for free at sebgorka.com. But now we have to talk about another book, a book that just came out. It's from our friend, warrior princess, Michelle Malkin. It's called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding the Plot to Unmake America. It's from the best publishing house in the world, Regnery, of course. And I have just a couple of stats I'm going to read out, and then you're going to explain them to us. So right now we have 325 million Americans. Number of those who are foreign-born is 44.5 million. Annual number of green cards issued, 1.1 million, just in a year. Estimated number of immigrants admitted over 35 years due to chain migration, where one relative comes in and then they invite the next. In the last 35 years, 20 million immigrants as a result of chain migration. And then here's the one that just kind of explains it all. The estimated number of illegal aliens in our nation today. It's between 11 and 17 million, or 22.8 to 30 million. We don't even know if you've got 11 million or 30 million. How does a nation survive when it doesn't even know who's living in this country?
Yeah, so the 11 to 13 to 17 million figure has been bandied about since at least September 11th, 2001. It right. comes from the Pew Research Center, and they're very old estimates. I mean, to think that it just stayed static like that is just absolutely ridiculous. And one thing that a lot of people don't know is that the highest bound of those figures actually comes from Princeton researchers who incorporated a number of factors that have not that have been ignored by these, you know, these static stuck ideologues. I mean, in fact, a lot of the people who've been lowballing the number are people who want to amnestize as many illegal right. aliens as possible and downplay all of the negative impacts. And, you know, the question arises, and this is why I put this by the numbers fact sheet at the very front of the book, is what should those numbers be? We can't even get to any kind of rational discussion.
Well, this
about
is the
it.
Question, that wonderful moment in the White House press briefing room. Yes. Where my former colleague Stephen Miller is yes. debating that putz, that punk, what's his name, Abilio Jim Acosta, who quotes poetry to him from the bottom of a statue, which should be our immigration policy. Yes. And then Steve just says, okay, Jim, so what should the number be?
Yes.
So should it be 7 billion? or should it be less than 7 billion? Because if it's less than 7 billion, it needs to be a concrete number, doesn't it?
That's right. And then once you determine what exactly that number should be, whether you believe, as I do, as I have argued since I published Invasion in 2002, that we should have a complete immigration moratorium at this point, a chance to pause and reassess.
Reassess and fix.
Yes, right? Exactly. How can you fix it when, like, all of the holes in the dike are just pouring in?
What would be the detriment if the president said, okay, now we just stop? Just do it no more. What would be the downside of that?
I can't find a single downside to it, Dr. G, because the fact is that up until this point, we have still remained the most generous and compassionate in the world.
Right.
Even with President Trump's plans that are being discussed now about whether we should take the high under Obama of refugee numbers of 100,000 down to 30,000 where it is now to possibly much closer to zero. Even with that, we have still absorbed some 3 million of them. And especially in light of the 9/11 anniversary, I think it's very important for people to understand how many among this group have actually abused our compassion to come here and plot jihad. I list at least 60 of them in an appendix to Open Borders, Inc.
Yeah, so let's get to why you titled the book the way you titled it. One of the figures that jumps out at me from this list is the State Department's annual spending on refugee processing and resettlement. $500 million. $545 million on just refugee processing. Is that why, Michelle Malkin, you call your book Open Borders, Inc.?
Yes. It's all about the money. And the imperative of this book, the mantra of the book, is to follow the money and find the truth. And the truth is that as much as the Jim Acostas and Jorge Ramoses of the world wrap themselves in the mantle of compassion, underneath it all, of course, is a huge cash machine that benefits hundreds and hundreds of organizations and entities, many of them tax-exempt nonprofit charities. And they really should be a very deep investigation by politicians in Washington about how they're exploiting that status to achieve a partisan political end.
Let's stop on that word compassion for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a liberal and you really cared about, you know, what are the people with different skin color, mm-hmm. poor people, shouldn't you be bothered that 22% of the population of El Salvador lives in America? I mean, is that the compassionate thing, that we should empty out these countries to a point at which they're collapsing, that 9% of Hondurans live in America, 6% of Guatemalans live in America? Isn't that the opposite of compassion, where you create such a drain that those countries cease to function?
Absolutely. I couldn't put it any better than you did, Dr. G. And in fact, those of us who support President Trump's immigration and security agenda really need to make clear to people is that enforcement is the compassionate thing. And it's not merely about looking after American citizens and law-abiding immigrants, for that matter. It is compassionate to enforce our laws and our borders, because we are not inducing these hundreds of thousands and cumulatively millions of people, particularly from Central America, up through the spine of Mexico, to do incredibly dangerous and reckless things, especially with their families.
With their children.
With their children, exactly.
We're going to talk about more of the fake compassion, the opposite of compassion that is demonstrated every single day by every single one of those candidates from the Democrat Party, and also, unfortunately, members of the GOP establishment and other organizations. Here with Michelle Malkin on America First, with me, Sebastian Gorka, from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
CNN was never like this.
I could couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. You still get the same Pragertopia benefits, such as every radio show since 2009, all on demand and commercial-free. But Pragertopia Unlimited takes membership to a whole new level. Pragertopia Unlimited members can listen to any and all audio talks, tapes, programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 1,000 hours of streaming audio, over 400 programs to choose from. Almost everything I have ever recorded over the last 20 years, show segments, talks, lectures, courses, plus you'll have full access to all 5 books of my Torah teachings. It's all on demand. They came up with this idea. I gotta salute them for it. This is it. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today, Pragertopia.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Let me ask you a personal question. How did you sleep last night, my friends? Was it sublime? Was it like sleeping on a cloud? Was it less than optimal? Was it just kind of okay? If it's the latter, do what I do. Sleep on the best pillow known to man. Has anybody sold 45 million pillows? No, only one has. His name is Mike Lindell, my guest host. He's a genius. He's a patriot. And if you use my name, you'll get the biggest offer he has ever offered on TV or radio. Go to MyPillow.com. Order the premium pillows, the new body pillow, the Giza Dream Sheets, the dog bed, whatever it is, you'll get the biggest discount, free shipping, and a 10-year warranty. Nobody does that except Mike Lindell. You can call them 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code, G-O-R-K-A. Nothing secret about her books. It's the opposite. It's busting secrets. It's uncovering the truth. She is Michelle Malkin. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram. She's got a very good Instagram game. She is at Michelle Malkin. The new book is Open Borders, Inc. Who's funding the plot to unmake America? Let's get to the the nub of the issue. It may be about money, but I think it's not just about money. Last three things from your fact sheet. What is the number of states with majority-minority populations? Okay, get your head around it. Majority-minority, which means they're not minorities anymore, but yeah, you know what I mean. Five. California, New Mexico, Hawaii, Texas, and Nevada now have majority-minority populations. And here we go with the most important one. Percentage of congressional districts with foreign-born populations above the national average, which went Democrat. Percentage of congressional districts with foreign-born populations above the national average that went Democrat. 90%. Isn't that what it's about? Isn't that why the Democrats don't want to have, for example, voter ID to bump that number up to 100?
It's what it's all about. And you're not allowed to say it. In fact, you have many of these Soros-subsidized or Soros-allied organizations that will immediately attack anyone who points to those numbers as somehow racist or xenophobic or trafficking in what they call a conspiracy theory. Now, the irony of it is that you have all of these left-wing academics and many of these Open Borders Inc. propagandists that will use the same numbers. And if they're in their own comfortable chambers, will cheerlead and beat their chests about it, right?
Right, right.
And they call it demographic conquest.
And this is what Clinton actually said in a speech to bankers that you can now read. My dream, this is the woman who was going to be president, my dream is a borderless hemisphere. If there are no borders from Canada to South America, there is no America. Am I right?
That's exactly right. That's what it's all about. And it needs to be spelled out. And, you know, what I've done is talked about all of the groups that are allying to achieve that ultimate
goal. Who are the biggest culprits? Forget the Democrats for a second. We know it's political power for them. Yeah. Who are the biggest culprits in Open Borders, Inc., Michelle Malkin?
The United Nations, the Pope, the Vatican, the entire constellation of Catholic organizations, not just Catholic.
For them, is it money? Is it ideology? Is it both?
Filling pews. And ideology for sure, especially with this Trump-hating Pope, Pope Francis, who can't get up in the morning without having something to say about our president and his efforts to secure American sovereignty. Just last week, he was bragging that he wanted the few immigration enforcement Catholics that are out there to continue doing what they were doing because he relished the near schism that his Trump derangement syndrome is causing worldwide.
Not a good thing when popes talk about relishing schisms. I think something happened
yes.
on a church door with
some
a certain guy called... people did something to a church door with some theses. I think his name was Martin something or other. Dear, oh dear, what a strange time we live in. The book is Open Borders, Inc., and the author and our guest for this hour is Michelle Malkin. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Michelle in a moment. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com Studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is real, that works. Look, you've got options. I know. If you've got daily aches and pains, you can take over-the-counter painkillers. You can even get prescriptions if you're up to it. Or you can take some kind of ointment or a salve. But how about something else that you don't need a prescription for, isn't going to harm you, is utterly natural and doesn't stink, okay? Try Relief Factor. It worked for me. It could work for you because it is working as we speak for tens of thousands of our listeners across the nation. It is wholly natural. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. For me, within 2 weeks, my back pain was gone. Because I take it every morning and every evening, it has stayed in remission. I no longer have my lower back pain, whether it's your knee, your hip, your shoulder, whatever it is. Give it a try. What have you got to lose? $20? $19.95? Relief Factor can be at your door within 3 days, and within a matter of weeks, you will know if it works for you. You could become the next success story as a result of a product that luminaries like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and Larry Elder are solidly behind, as am I. ReliefFactor.com. Give it a try. You owe it to yourself. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code GORKA. That's promo code GORKA for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Undermining our national sovereignty, yes, that is part of the plan, and they're doing it every day. But you know what else is part of the plan? The ultimate form of control. Imagine in a few years' time when you don't get to choose anything about your health care. I've been there. I lived in the UK. I have a friend who recently had to wait 6 weeks for a scan at his local hospital. 6 weeks. If the Democrats get to rid you of your choice for private health care and nationalize Medicare. That's it. Everything else is nugatory. Forget the Second Amendment, freedom of speech. If your health care isn't your own, that is totalitarianism. But it's okay. We have some guys in white hats. The good guys are AMAC. AMAC are on your side. They will fight for you to maintain control of your health care. Join AMAC today. The membership is $16 a year, and they will fight for your power over your health care. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-4824 right now. That's 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. We are back with Michelle Malkin, author of the brand new book. It's been out for 2 days. It was embargoed until Tuesday. Author of Open Borders, Inc. I'm going to share a story with you. I'm sure you know it, but for me, it kind of was the Damascene moment where the scales fell from my eyes. We had Dan Crenshaw on the show, and Congressman Crenshaw said he had an 18-year-old girl come to his office, who I presume is now a naturalized citizen, who had been smuggled into America by coyotes when she was 13, with promises of milk and honey and paradise in America, after which she was smuggled in and locked in a room in New York and raped multiple times a day for more than a year. She went to Congressman Crenshaw at the age of 18 and said, "Can you help stop this?" If they really cared, forget about the money the Catholic Church is making. Forget about, you know, all of that corruption. But if we really cared about the women and the children, if we cared for the legal immigrants who are at the bottom of the earnings ladder, who just arrived, did it all legally, and are now being undercut by people working for cash at half what they are earning, if we really cared, then the Democrats should be down there with picks and shovels building the wall now. Is that overblown?
No, it's perfectly stated.
So how do we effectively... You've written a book. Mm-hmm. What is your... Everybody needs to buy the book. What is your lesson, your strategic communications advice to everyone listening? We've got 2 million listeners across the country. How can they be part of the solution?
First, they need to arm themselves with the knowledge of it, obviously.
Right.
And then once they do that, of course, all of the books that I write are not meant to just sit on some shelf and gather dust. Right. It is an action guide. There is a Border Defenders action plan at the end of the book, because we need to do what we can in small ways, starting in small ways, to defund Open Borders, Inc.
Is that the way? Because I always tell people, I get asked, how do we argue for the wall with a liberal? And I say, you've got to walk them through these stories. Do you want to stop girls getting raped?
Yes.
Well, surely you would like to stop that, wouldn't you? Then let's build the wall. Do we take their language? Do we take that emotive? I mean, is it skullduggerous of us to say we're going to take that emotive track? Because that's how they operate, don't they?
It is. And you can do both, of course. And that's what this book is about, because it is telling about stories. Right. I dedicated it in part to the angel moms and dads of America. And we need to push back and talk about the stories of American families that have been separated by illegal alien criminals and murderers and drunk drivers and serial offenders. And we also need to get off the sidelines. I practice what I preach. I embrace the same label that Jorge Ramos does. He calls himself an activist journalist. Of course, I will never get to moderate a national presidential debate. It's a shame. Right. And my column today is on the 7 questions that Jorge Ramos won't ask. But I do embrace that. I've always embraced that label. I did it during the Tea Party years. And that's why on Friday in Montgomery County, Maryland, I will be with local grassroots activists who want to protect their families from that sanctuary space. It is a disgrace. The Montgomery County executive, who was endorsed by CASA in Action, the political arm of CASA de Maryland, the Soros-subsidized organization, has gone and condemned our president, his supporters, and the local residents there as likening them to neo-Nazis for wanting to be protected from illegal alien criminal rapists.
After the 8th arrest.
Eighth
arrest since July. Since July of illegal aliens raping, abusing underage girls, I think as young as 11.
That is correct.
Since July.
Yes, and one of them had been living in a home where the 11-year-old yes. was and repeatedly raped this young girl. And you've got an entire county government there that defies cooperation with federal law enforcement at a time. We are commemorating the 18th anniversary of 9/11 this week, and one of the primary lessons we should have learned is we have to have that local, state, and federal cooperation. That was the whole reinstitution of the 287G program, which the Democrats largely have been undermining for the last 18 years.
And let's remember, she's getting angry, but it's good. It's good. Let's remember the man who went with a rifle to blow up an ICE facility with a massive propane tank, who was killed before he could detonate that device. In his manifesto that just happened a few weeks ago, that man was using exactly the rhetorical turn of phrase that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez used. He was lauded by Antifa. He was congratulated as a martyr to open borders after he was killed in that suicide attack. And in his manifesto, he said, I'm doing this because of the federal concentration camps. This isn't just about Michelle's book. It's about terrorists who are coming after you and our national security. This is serious, serious business. Michelle Malkin is our guest. Follow her on Twitter, Michelle Malkin, and her book, Order It Now. It is out this week. Open Borders, Inc., who's funding the plot to unmake America. Back with Michelle in a moment. In the meantime, we have to keep ourselves at the top of our game. It's tough. You're running around the country promoting a book, giving interviews. You're hosting a national radio show. I grabbed a burger today. Oops, sorry, I did. But what else did I do? I took my balance of nature during the show. Three little capsules of fruit, three little capsules of vegetables. It's my secret way to health. Listen to my friend, radio host in New York, Joe Piscopo, on what you can expect when you join us in the Balance of Nature team.
One thing you're going to notice immediately, Dr. Gorka, that you have more energy. And if you have a cold or if you have allergies, what happens for me is when I take Balance of Nature, all that goes away. Love Balance of Nature. So excited that now the great Dr. Gorka is doing Balance of Nature with all of us.
Six capsules every day is 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily unless you are one of the customers of Balance of Nature. You get the best prices and free shipping and your third month free if you go to balanceofnature.com right now or call 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, code G-O-R-K-A.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are two of the biggest reasons. Number one, people feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
If you're in the area, if you've had enough of Montgomery County saying, yes, rape of children by illegal aliens is fine and the White House is the problem, then join us tomorrow. Michelle Malkin will be with the Concerned Citizens Coalition of Montgomery County for the Stand With ICE event, 11 a.m. The address, 100 Maryland Avenue, Rockville, 100 Maryland Avenue, Rockville. Maryland 20850, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Last question. This hour has flown by. The energy in the room was palpable. This woman is such a fighter. If you have the president's ear tomorrow, next week, given the last 30 years of what you have documented, Michelle, and what has changed in the last 3 years, what does the president have to do next?
Continue to hold the line and know that he has grassroots Americans of all backgrounds supporting him. He's doing all the right things. He is fearless when it comes to challenging Open Borders, Inc., and he's got some incredibly patriotic people who understand systemically what needs to be done to enforce the law and also to challenge the judicial tyranny that has really held us hostage. And he had a big victory this week. We need more of them.
She's no Ann Coulter, and I'll say that because I can, and she doesn't have to react. This is a woman who knows the president is holding the line. He has done more in just a handful, 2 years, than any president, I think, since Reagan, to fix the swamp. And he is building the wall, but we need another 4 years. We have 418 days to go, my friends. Do what this lady does. Speak the truth. Don't be afraid. There isn't a scintilla. There isn't, at the molecular level, an iota of fear in Michelle Malkin. That's what we need from all of you. Speak the truth. Use social media. They're trying to throttle us. But we are winning. We are winning, my friends. Never give up. Never give in. And get your ammunition. Start with this book. Open Borders, Inc., who's funding the plot to unmake America. She's promised she's going to come back for another talk. She needs to get on the road right now and from the rooftops blow her trumpet of truth. Follow her at Michelle Malkin. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you've enjoyed everything you've heard today, we've got one more hour left, and then tonight, join me on Sean Hannity, 9 o'clock, Fox News. I am Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president and author of a new book. It's called The War for America's Soul. Also, no coincidence, from the best publishing house in America, Regnery. Your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752, broadcasting live on YouTube and also available on the iTunes podcast app. For free.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.